I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, this weekend is another opportunity for free fishing in West Virginia. Yep, I'll tell you a little bit more about it right after this. This Saturday and Sunday, June 13th and 14th, are free fishing days in West Virginia. Now, these are traditionally scheduled each year to allow people an opportunity to do some fishing without having to buy a license, maybe giving them an excuse to get back out into it and give it a try for the first time. Of course, this year, the months of April and May were all free fishing because of the coronavirus and a declaration by the governor. But DNR Fisheries Chief Mark Scott says people have had plenty of opportunities in 2020 to know how to fish.
We've had a lot of opportunities for folks to get out and enjoy the outdoors and had a little bit of weather issues with some high water and such, but I think everything went well. We had all of our trout stocking went well, and all of our guys that were out there saw lots of people fishing, so that's a good thing.
But the idea remains, find a reason to go fishing, and chances are pretty good you'll enjoy it.
That's a hope. I mean, in today's society, there's so many people going every which way. We're pulled in many directions, and this is an opportunity that we think, anyway, that gives folks a chance to get back into the sport if they haven't fished in a while, or to try it new. Fishing is not an expensive sport. You can buy a fairly cheap rod and reel at Walmart or any of the local stores, and it's not a hard thing to try. So I think if they can get out and catch fish, they'll be, pardon the pun, hooked for life.
And there's always a desire to attract more young people, but to do that, you really need to be patient.
That's probably one of the biggest issues with getting kids started is you want to make it fun for them, and, you know, us seasoned fishermen, I don't want to say old, I'll say seasoned, are out there, you know, we're fishing for big fish and bass fish and whatnot, and we don't mind waiting for one big bite, whereas kids want action, so we've got to take that into account if you're taking kids fishing.
Usually this weekend is marked with big kids fishing events in Beckley and Elkins, but those have been impacted by the coronavirus as well.
Unfortunately, the one in Elkins, it's all trout, and with Bowden being under construction, they're redoing a lot of the things, the raceways and facilities. Since they couldn't have it at their normal time, you know, running late in the year, the construction is going to be an issue, plus the warm weather for trout, so they felt it best to cancel. The one in Beckley that I've done for many years is still on, but we've moved it from the free fishing weekend this weekend to July 11th. We're hoping that conditions will be okay for having gatherings by then, but I guess time will tell.
I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.